In a book written by T.D. Jakes, he says, God gave Adam and Eve specific instructions. He told them to be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. When we apply these directions to our finances, the message is clear. In financial matters, to be fruitful means to produce income. Multiplying would mean to make money by investing and make that money grow. We must also replenish the sources of our success, and that means giving back to our family, our community, or our church. When we talk about the resources, not only are we talking about money, but we're talking about the environment and what we can do to help our fellow man with the things that we've been given. One example that comes to mind is Oprah Winfrey. She has unbelievable resources. She's been extremely successful in her world. And as a result of that, she has given millions and millions of dollars away to help other people and for other causes. She has, those resources have lots of influence. One thing that came to mind was she kind of reminded me a little bit of our former chairman of the Federal Reserve was Alan Greenspan, and it has been said that in his later years he got to the point where he did not go to any dinner parties or he didn't do anything that had a social function, because when someone would hear him make a comment, it might affect the stock market the next day or it might affect our economy. And he may be just saying something as a joke, but anything he said had tremendous influence. That's very much like Oprah is. If you're fortunate enough to have Oprah say something about your book on her book club, you're probably on the bestseller list coming up in the next couple of weeks. So she has a tremendous amount of influence. And one of the things that she's done with her money is, in recent history that we've learned about, is that she's built this school in Africa mainly to help young girls and women become leaders in the world, giving them a chance to do something that would not be able to happen in that part of the world. We read previously in Deuteronomy 28, 12, the Lord will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. One of those interpretations could be that here in the U.S. that we are certainly blessed when you compare it to other parts of the world, and that we should have a moral duty to help other parts of the world, help those individuals with both our resources and with our blessings. I think many times people question what our government does, and I think if you looked at probably our national budget, you would see that there were billions of dollars that go outside of the United States to other parts of the world in helping with aid, maybe helping keep a government afloat that we feel is important. There's many things like that we do, and you may or may not agree with what our government's doing, but that's why in a democracy we're very fortunate that you can vote and you have the ability to make an opinion. One of the things that comes to mind is we're discussing what our government does. We may agree that we should be trying to put our influence on other people. Different people have different opinions of that, but we can't stop not doing things that are important in or what we feel important or what God is asking us to do.